Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
Well, Josh Maurer and Ken Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you here tonight from American Family Field in Milwaukee. It is a 2-1 A's lead, top of the ninth inning. Shea Langeliers will lead off against Yoel Piamps here in the ninth, and Piamps misses low with a slider. It's 1-0. Pat Murphy discussed Piamps, who was pitching for the first time in a week here. Missed inside of a slider, two balls and no strikes before the game today, and just said, you know, primarily, he's not throwing his pitches for strikes. The command is just not there. This ball's hit high and deep to left center field. It is way out of here. Piamps has given up a home run to Shea Langeliers, his fourth of the season. I should say his fifth of the season, and it's 3-1 A's. That was a fastball at 95 on the inner half, and Langeliers hit it a long way, 423 feet. So that'll make it a little tougher in the ninth inning for the Crew. And now here's J.J. Blade. First pitch to Blade, misses low, and it's 1-0. Pitch to Blade. That's hit out to center, but playable for Mitchell. Back into his left, two steps to make the catch. There's one away in the A's ninth. Well, made right here in Wisconsin, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, the hometown favorite, just like Usinger's fine sausage made in Milwaukee, and Pine River's award-winning cheese spreads from Wisconsin's best dairy farms. It doesn't get any better than the hometown favorites that are also best in class. Jacob Wilson is the batter now, and Piamps' first pitch to him is over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Piamps' struggles have meant for him to be essentially removed from leverage types of innings where the team has a lead. 0-1 is a fly ball into shallow center. Sprinting it is Mitchell. He's going to get there in time to make the catch. And there's two down, and that'll get Andujar to the plate. Brewers hope to find spots for Piamps and continue to work with him to get him right, because as Pat Murphy said, you've seen when he is right how dominant he can be. Slider missed inside. It's 1-0. The slider's been such a big pitch for him, and it just doesn't have the same bite right now, and it certainly doesn't land where he wants it to most of the time, it feels like. Misses a little bit low with the fastball. Actually, that's called a strike. Right at the very bottom of the zone, it's 1-1. One pitch. Slider hit on the ground to short. Backhanded by Ortiz. Slings it across to first in time to retire Andujar, and the inning is over. So the leadoff home run, but that's it for the A's. They lead it 3-1 as we go to the bottom of the ninth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications, Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Wherever you get your podcast.
Well, work to do for the crew, trailing 3-1 as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Here at American Family Field, the Brewers will face one of the top closers in the game in Mason Miller. Miller is not just a triple-digit fastball guy. He is triple digits plus a couple. And Bryce Durang in the top of the order to start things up. And he starts him off with a slider on the inner half for a strike. It's 0-1. Durang, Churio, and Yelich to face Mason Miller here in the ninth, trailing by 2 runs. 0-1 is fouled out of play down the left field line and out of play. It's 0-2. O-2 pitch. Fouled straight back into the net. Stays at 0-2 on Bryce. Miller, that fastball, it'll get up there 100, 101, maybe even 103 on a good day. 0-2. Hit foul and out of play. Third base side. That was 101. 101 about belt high. Miller looking in. 0-2 pitch. Missed outside with a fastball at 102. And it's 1-2 on Bryce Durang. Brewers will have to earn it tonight here in the ninth against one of the most electric arms in the game. 1-2 is fought off foul into the screen above the A's dugout.
You know, normally you'd be like, wow, thankfully somebody other than Severino.
Right.
I don't know if you're thankful to see this guy.
Severino was very good tonight. 8 incredibly strong innings. 1-2 is down and in, and it goes to 2-2. But Bryce is putting together a very competitive at bat right now against Miller. This is setting the tone for this inning in a very good way so far. 2-2 pitch. High fly ball, right field. Butler going back into the corner. Butler still pursuing, and Butler will make the catch in the corner on the warning track. Wasn't hit all that well. It got in on Bryce. He pulled it into the right field corner. Did not have anywhere that close to home run distance. Butler had to travel a lot of ground to track it down, though, and make the catch for the first out. Now here's Jackson Churio. Butler almost overran that, and if he had, that would have made this ninth really interesting. First pitch to Jackson is a slider in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. This is a fun matchup here. Miller versus Churio. 0-1. Swing and a miss, and a slider down and away. Jackson was trying to get after a fastball there, and it's 0-2. Miller hasn't given him one yet. O-2 pitch. Yanked the slider down to the dirt. Jackson didn't chase it. And it goes to 1-2. Yelich in the on-deck circle. You just want to get somebody on and get that tying run to the plate to try and make it interesting here in the ninth. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased the slider away. He never got one fastball from Miller in that entire at bat. And now here's Yelich with 2 outs and nobody on. Yelich, hot coming into the game, but 0-3 so far tonight. Miller's first pitch. Fastball low. And it's 1-0. Brewers led 1-0. A's tied it in the fifth and took the lead in the sixth. Swing and a miss through a slider, and it's 1-1. And then the A's added an insurance run in the top of the ninth and lead it 3-1 with two outs and nobody on. Miller's 1-1 pitch is a fastball down and in at 102, and it's 2-1. Yelich has strike out and a couple of groundouts tonight. 2-1. Fouled back and out of play, and it's 2-2. Miller looking in. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him at 102. And the A's have evened the series at a game apiece. The A's with a 3-1 win on this Saturday night here in Milwaukee. And we will have a rubber match tomorrow afternoon on Easter Sunday. We're back to tell you about this one after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Brewers ticket plans are still available starting at just under $300. Enjoy Brewers action all summer long and secure savings of up to 35%, plus the best locations and benefits like concessions discounts. Learn more at brewers.com/ticket finder.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Drum roll, please.
Carbliss is here with refreshing new flavors.
Introducing their Tropical Bliss Variety Pack. Let the summertime flavors of blood orange, watermelon, raspberry, and grapefruit whisk you away from the winter blues. New flavors, same great Carbliss perks. Every handcrafted cocktail still has zero sugar, zero carbs, and just 100 calories. Find the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack in-store wherever Carbliss is sold and enjoy your winter passport to paradise. Grab a pack today and discover why less is more with Carbliss.
You've taught them, trained them, taken every precaution. But sometimes, despite your best efforts, someone gets hurt on the job. Because they're not perfect. They're people. And they're your people. At least you can keep them happy, healthy, and working with a workers' compensation policy from West Bend. It's how to give every problem a silver lining. West Bend, the worst, brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Hey, Gina, did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft, right, Wildy?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply in 4/30/2025.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Citgo, Miller Lite, it's Miller time, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's famous sausage, Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Homps Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbliss, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and the Wisconsin Dental Association. Josh, the Brewers had a lead, but they had a hard time getting much done against Luis Severino tonight.
Yeah, they ran into Severino and then Mason Miller in the ninth. and it was the Athletics pitching that was the story and spoiled a great start otherwise from Chad Patrick. So the series, even at a win apiece, 3-1, the Athletics get the victory by scoring the final three runs. For me, the headline is time of the game, so I'll list that first. This game was pitched and played so well, it took 1 hour and 59 minutes. I can count on one hand in the last, 20 years of my life that I've seen a game where the final time of game started with the number one. Severino gave up all three base runners that the Brewers got in the game. They were just three hits, no walks tonight at all. And he gets his first win as a member of the A's. Improves to 1-3, their big free agent signing this offseason. Chad Patrick takes his first major league loss, despite arguably his best outing. He's 1-1, and Mason Miller, just a dominant ninth to earn his sixth save in as many opportunities. 30,659 watched it tonight, so the Brewers will have to win tomorrow to win the series and get a winning homestand, Lane.
Brewers have won all their home series so far this year, so that'll be on the line tomorrow as well. Well, we'll be back with you for Easter Sunday tomorrow. On Deck Show, built by Menards, gets underway at 12:35. The game follows at 1:10. Finale of this series, left-hander Jeffrey Springs for the A's. It'll be Logan Henderson making his debut for the crew. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned. Josh Maurer has the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show coming up in just a few moments. Again, the final score here tonight, the Athletics even the series, a 3-1 victory over the Brewers. Have a great rest of your Saturday, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
There's a winning magic powering up at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. This April, prepare for an exciting quest to $300,000 in the Enchanted Spin Slot Tournament. Just conjure your rewards card and play slots to earn drawing entries. Each Thursday, 60 winners will compete for thousands in cash and prizes. Let your journey begin with Enchanted Spins, only at Potawatomi. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on retirement contributions, a very handsome reward indeed. With Robinhood Gold, your annual IRA contributions are boosted by 3%. Plus, you also get 4% APY on your cash in non-retirement accounts. That's over 8 times the national savings average.
The perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% IRA boost on annual contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk, rates subject to change. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold at $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Over 8 times the national average savings account interest rate claim is based on data from the FDIC as of November 18th, 2024. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Well, sometimes you run into a buzzsaw starting pitcher. Tonight, that was Luis Severino for the Athletics. And they are on a real heater, having a great road trip, having a great road season thus far, as the A's even this series at a win apiece, coming from behind to defeat the Brewers by a final score of 3-1 in 1 hour and 59 minutes. So we welcome you into the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. Get you the recap coming up later on. Scores are going to begin things for us, though. You can reserve your seat at Potawatomi Sportsbook to watch every pick happening in Green Bay from the 24th through the 26th. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. Severino, 8 innings. He allowed just 3 base runners and 1 run. There were only 3 hits. There was not a single walk issued by A's pitching in this game. And Chad Patrick, despite a terrific start against his former organization, took his first major league loss. Well, the Brewers have one more game of this homestand, followed by a season-long 10-game road trip. But afterwards, the Brewers' next homestand is brought to you by Visit Milwaukee. It begins Friday, May 2nd against the Cubs. Make it a double play in Milwaukee. Catch Brewers game and then check out the Milwaukee Film Festival running through May 8th. Learn more at visitmilwaukee.org. Handcrafted, homegrown, world class. I'm Josh Maurer with you after this 3-1 A's win. The Brewers lose a game to the Cubs in the Central Division standings today as Chicago beat Arizona at Wrigley this afternoon for the second day in a row. 6-2 the final. And unlike Friday when they had to score six in the bottom of the eighth to come from behind, they scored all six of their runs against Zach Gallen in the first two innings. So Chicago now 14-9, two games clear of the Brewers. It was not a good day for the rest of the division. Everybody else lost, and both the Cardinals and the Pirates were shut out by identical 3-0 scores. The Cardinals in New York by the Mets, and Kodai Senga for 5 2/3. Mets won the first three games of that series against St. Louis, 3-0 the final. Ditto, same final for Paul Skeens and the Pirates today by the Cleveland Guardians. Ben Lively outpitched Skeens, who went seven innings, two runs, not anything to sneeze at for Paul Skeens, but it's the Guardians who shut out the Pirates 3-0, and Cleveland's taking the first two games of that series. Pittsburgh now 8-14 on the season. And also on the road, the Reds lose in Baltimore. Camden Yards, their ace Hunter Green, gave up three early homers. Green charged with five runs in three innings, and it was a 9-5 Baltimore win. Ultimately, Reds have now dropped three of their last four, so a tough day for the Central Division as the Brewers also fall here 3-1. Big rubber match tomorrow to try to get a winning homestand and win another home series. We have a preview of that coming up later. More scores next, though, on the Brewers Radio Network.
It's a 420 celebration and a birthday bash at Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh, where the grass is always greener. Swing by 600 Ohio Street this Saturday and help them celebrate one whole year of keeping Oshkosh chill. Get in on free samples, free smells, edible pet treats, and killer deals. Locally owned, proudly grown, and staffed with the friendliest crew in town. This is the 420 spot you don't want to miss. Call 920-385-0686 or head to greenthumbalt.com.
Hey, Brewers fans. Dreaming of a home that hits it out of the park? Look no further than Signature Homes, premier home builder in the Oshkosh area. Our custom-built homes feature the latest designs tailored to fit your lifestyle. From luxurious kitchens to spacious living areas, every detail is crafted with care. Visit SignatureHomesAJ.com and explore the Ideas Gallery. Ready to step up to the plate? Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Let's make it happen.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
More than 6 million kids in the U.S. have ADHD, and many aren't getting the support they need. At Understood.org, we know that parents want to help, especially when their child has questions like,
why am I always falling behind? Why do I feel so alone?
We provide parents with the resources they need to help kids with ADHD thrive. Your child wants to thrive. Be the reason they do. Visit Understood.org/the reason to get started.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100. Hey.
Athletics score the final three runs. They win the game on homers by Brent Rooker. That was the go-ahead shot in the sixth, and later Shea Langeliers in the ninth. 3-1, the final teams have split the first couple, and Pat Murphy is now visiting with the media. Let's listen in.
We did hit a few balls hard, but didn't punch out. Usually that results in runs, but and we pitched very well. I mean, Chad Patrick had another great outing, six innings, pitched good enough to win, and yeah.
Where was it attacking early in the count against Severino? Is that part of the game plan?
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be around the plate. We want to stay aggressive. We put some good swings on it, but then, you know, Yeah, we didn't, William hit a ball right to the fence. Churio smoked a ball to right field. Terang hit two balls hard. You know, Frelick, I guess he didn't really hit that too hard, but Mitchell had a great night, a couple hard contacts. And we just missed a couple other ones, but, yeah, the guy's a veteran. They paid him, I don't know how much they paid him this year. A lot of money?
It was a record deal for him. Yeah, 66, 67.
All right, well, that's why they did, because he's good.
Perfect. Is Chad Patrick gaining more confidence? Maybe get into
I would think so. That's a good, really good lineup, and he pitched really, really well. He pitched out of a jam, and yeah, I thought he was spot on tonight. He pitched well enough to win.
Pat Murphy taking questions from the media following a 3-1 loss to the Athletics. Time now for the home run distance recap. The longest home run this season for a Brewer was Christian Yelich at Coors Field last road trip, 465 estimated feet. Home run distance brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. After the Brewers play the rubber match against the A's tomorrow, they're going to play four games against the San Francisco Giants. Giants are just about to get underway in a game in the Angels, at the Angels. Landon Roop and Kyle Hendricks, the pitching matchup. Giants have been very good this season as we start to acclimate you with them under Bob Melvin. But they have lost their last couple of games, dropped the opener of the series against the Halos last night. But they're still 13-7, third in the NL West. That's how good that division is, behind the Padres and the Dodgers. But Giants off to a great start with Willy Adames. Game two of that series against the Angels just about to get underway. And also earlier today, it was a great win for the Rangers against the Dodgers. 4-3. Adolis Garcia, walk-off two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth against LA's Kirby Yates. Snapped the Dodgers' four-game winning streak. 4-3, the Rangers, who are 10-2 at home this season for Bruce Bochy. For every Milwaukee home run all season, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far this season, OAW's donated $2,100 thanks to 21 homers. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. 3-1 in a pitcher's duel. The A's get the win to even the series, and we'll tell you how they did it after this on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show on the Brewers Radio Network.
It's a 420 celebration and a birthday bash at Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh, where the grass is always greener. Swing by 600 Ohio Street this Saturday and help them celebrate one whole year of keeping Oshkosh chill. Get in on free samples, free smells, edible pet treats, and killer deals. Locally owned, proudly grown, and staffed with the friendliest crew in town. This is the 420 spot you don't want to miss. Call 920-385-0686 or head to greenthumbalt.com.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh. They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
1 A's over the Brewers, evening the series at one win apiece. We'll have a Sunday rubber match coming up, and the Brewers will have Logan Henderson, a rookie, make his Major League debut as the starting pitcher for that one on Easter Sunday tomorrow. We got a preview of that coming up just a few moments on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Reserve your seat at Potawatomi to watch every pick happening in Green Bay from the 24th through the 26th. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. But first, let's get you some highlights. Presented by Prevea Health, led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Well, as Pat Murphy was just talking about, Luis Severino got paid a lot of free agent dollars for a reason to go over to the Athletics in this past offseason from the Mets. It's because he's a really good veteran pitcher, back healthy the last couple of years. So you knew runs could be tough to come by tonight for the crew. And they turned to Chad Patrick in his fourth major league start on six full days of rest. Patrick was very good early. In fact, getting a strike him out, throw him out double play to end the first, stranding a runner at second in the second inning. And then in the third, a double play ended the frame. It was still scoreless when Garrett Mitchell became the first Brewers base runner, leading off the bottom of the third with a double. Joey Ortiz advanced him to third with a ground out, and then Caleb Durbin came up with the infield in his second major league game. 1-2 pitch. Hit on the ground, past the mound at the shortstop, and it's going to be played by Wilson, and his only out is at first. Scoring is Mitchell. He belly flops into the plate, and Caleb Durbin has his first major league run batted in. He did put a ball into play, hit it softly enough they couldn't come home. It's 1-0 crew.
He's checking off all the boxes, isn't he?
Yeah, he has these last couple of nights as Caleb Durbin just coming up to the major leagues for the first time. That's all the Brewers would get that inning, and that's all the Brewers would get all night. Severino would make it through eight innings ultimately. The A's finally got to Patrick, and they tied the game in the fifth with three straight hits to begin the frame. Single, single, RBI double, Miguel Andujar, and it was 1-1. And after that Andujar double, it was still runners on second and third with nobody out. But that's when Patrick got tough. Toughest that we saw him all night. Infield came in. He struck out Gio Urshela. Infield still in. He struck out Max Muncy. And then to the plate, Lawrence Butler.
Work to do here, though, against a dangerous hitter. First pitch swinging. Popped it up. Into right field. Terang way out there. And now being called off by Frelick, who makes the catch in fair territory. And the inning is over. Chad Patrick works his magic. Gives up the one run, but nothing more.
It was a great job to get out of that. But the very next batter he faced was a leadoff home run in the sixth by Brent Rooker. And ultimately the go-ahead shot from one of the best sluggers in the American League. Just over the outstretched glove of Garrett Mitchell in the left center field gap. The home run would win the game. They would later get a home run from Shea Langeliers against Yoel Piamps leading off the ninth. But again, it was the Athletics pitching that was the story. Severino, eight innings, just three base runners in the one run. And Mason Miller, I think, for my money, if not the best closer in the game, maybe one of the top three. And he retired the side in order to punctuate a 3-1 win for the A's. Winner gets the series tomorrow afternoon on Easter Sunday, and we'll come back to preview it for you after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
At Addish & Jones, we can hear the real estate market buzzing. Questions about whether it's a good time to buy, sell, or build. If you're just getting started, go online to visit addishandjones.com. Try our new Price My Home feature. Just enter the address of your home or a home you're interested in. Match the latest technology with our friendly agent's touch. After all, there's no substitute for having a real person giving you really good real estate ideas. For the personal touch and the latest technology, choose Addish & Jones. addishandjones.com.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh. They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences.
I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Hi, this is Kevin Jones at Addison Jones Real Estate. Whether buying, selling, or building, more people continue to choose the award-winning service and real estate experts at Addison Jones. Thank you for trusting our dedicated group of experienced professionals with all of your real estate needs. Nearly 100 realtors and staff, extremely knowledgeable and with local experience. Visit AddisonJones.com to find your realtor serving Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Waupun, Green Lake, and the Fox Valley.
The Movers.
Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. The crew pitching tonight. Crew pitching had 9 ortho ASAP strikeouts. Chad Patrick, very good. He had 7 of those in his 6 innings. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at OrthoWisconsin.com. We're on the air tomorrow, Easter Sunday at 12:35 with the on-deck show built by Menards. First pitch, 1:10. Jeffrey Springs, another one of the big offseason acquisitions for the A's, is going to get the ball. He's a tough left-hander, so you figure runs could be hard to come by again tomorrow for the Brewers, and so they'll be relying on Logan Henderson. You ever heard of him? He's a rookie, a former draft choice by the Brewers, and he's just gotten called up earlier this homestand, hasn't pitched yet. This will be his major league debut as he makes the start tomorrow. Logan Henderson, rated currently the number 12 prospect in the organization. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer for Lane Grindle and our producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld. Once again, the final tonight in 1 hour and 59 minutes. It was the Athletics 3 and Milwaukee 1. You've been listening to a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network. Have a great rest of your Saturday night, everybody.
Brewers Radio is sponsored by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. We Energies, Boucher Automotive Group, Tri-City National Bank, your local carrier dealers, Lakeland University, Z-Bar.
Hit it 10! We're tied!
Cannon and Dumphy, Loyal Family Renovations, Tsunami Express Car Wash, Steamfitters Local 601, Big Fish Contracting, SVA, a professional services company, WeatherTight, and Network Health on the home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
That studio.
Yeah, yeah. My job was always call the bands for money. So I was not the fun job. I was a studio receptionist, you know.
Oh, boy.
So I've heard quite a few stories from a lot of musicians and you know, I love it all. So it's all good stories now.
Now Jacob Rip, he's hanging out with his girlfriend in the Netherlands tonight and he can't be here, but give the bases some. He's the son of Chasers Jim Rip. Tell us about JR.
JR is awesome. And yeah, in the Netherlands, which blows me away, met a girl on the internet and she's
wow.
Come here a couple times. This is his first time there. We do miss him. So we're playing as a 4-piece tonight. Nathan, you're doing a great job on the bass. But Jacob Rip, he's a neighborhood kid that went to school with my children, you know, and just started coming over to the house and, you know, didn't know the Jim Rip story or anything with Chaser. And he started farting around with the guitar. And that was probably, 5 years ago, something like that. And then Aiden, started jamming with him. And, you know, kind of Aiden taught him how to play bass and kind of been been a best buddy ever since, really.
That's incredible. What a great story. And what a great group of kind of people that you all knew.
You had these
connections, and you put it all together in this brand new band, Power Takeoff. Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Honestly, and it will be on your new album, Revolution. Honestly, tell us about this song.
Honestly, I will. This is one of those usually at the shows, too. If there's somebody out there that is your friend or somebody you care about or love, family member, or whoever that is, and they're struggling in life, it's a song that hopefully encourages you to go talk to that person, maybe give them some words of encouragement and try to make their world a little bit better of a place. So it's about just being a good friend. It's a song called Honestly.
Honestly, I'm loving Power Takeoff here. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Honestly, you should call or text your opinion too. 844-967-2789. It's Power Takeoff on Max Inc. Radio.
You take it all and you walk the moon. Everyone has heard enough to feel your point of view. You're so far gone. So mark the day. This time I am giving up and you wanted it that way. Honestly, you know I could take you there. I can give you love if you want it. And so you run far from me to execute your power persuasion of anarchy. You take the stand and take it all. Thank me not for giving in, cause I know where I belong. Honestly, you know I could take you there. I can give you love if you want it. I can't see the peace that you find there. In your darkest hour, there's nobody to run to. Run away with me, there's a chance of normalcy. Take one look at time, you are the one I can find. One step in the day means falling back the other way. And we fight, come on Madison, and we fight, fight, fight. Honestly, you know I could take you there. I can give you love, it's up to you if you want it. I can't see the peace that you find there. In your darkest hour, there's nobody to run to. It's up to you if you want it. And there's nobody to run to. It's up to you if you want it.
Honestly, awesome. Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Power Takeoff is here. And that's a fun song.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
Thank you. I really enjoy singing the harmonies and everything with everybody. Thank you.
If you're just tuning in now, if you want to catch the podcast later or maybe listen to the replay, you could do that. The show will replay tomorrow, Sunday, at the same time, 6 to midnight. And you get the podcast anytime on the Max Inc. radio page on civicmedia.us.
All right, let's get to know guitarist Mikey Delp, cowboy,
Mikey.
Here in this Woo-hoo! Band.
Howdy.
You're on guitars, though not a dad.
Well, not that we know of.
Not that we know of yet.
Not on record.
Mikey.
Wait,
is...
there's someone on hold right now.
No, don't answer.
Okay.
Well, Mikey is the other dad in the band. Sneaky Past 40, you've been playing for a while. What is your backstory?
Well, I ran into Scott back when I was 15 years old at an open mic at Ward Brat back when that was still around.
Yeah.
His band, the Weisenheimers, were playing, and of course I knew them from the Packers song. So
yeah.
and then what was it, like a couple weeks later, out of the blue, I get a phone call. I didn't live in Madison. I lived in Gratiot, Wisconsin. I don't know if anybody knows
where that's even know where that is.
Middle of nowhere.
Say the name again.
Gratiot. Okay. It's by Monroe.
Oh, okay. Down in Greene County.
Yep. Okay. All right. Yep. So he reached out. He somehow found me, tracked me down, and we've kept in contact through the years. We played in a few different bands, and then we kind of grew apart for a while, and then 2019 or whatever, I got another call out of the blue, and here we are all over again.
Well, now how did you get started in music?
Well, I didn't have any parents that played music. I just kind of was drawn to it, I guess.
Wow.
I played a lot of different instruments. I always wanted to play guitar.
Oh, what
I always wanted
instruments?
To play guitar, but my parents wanted me to learn piano first.
Yeah, of course.
So there was a lot of piano. I hated it at the time, but I'm so thankful for it now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Everybody says that. Yeah. I hated it at the time.
Yeah.
Did you, it's the foundation stuff. Of everything.
Do you still use piano now with either on stage or recording or just writing a song or something like
that? I should. I've got a little keyboard that I've always wanted to bring on stage. So maybe that'll show up here soon.
Don't rule it out.
What are a couple of the bands that you've been in previously?
Well, Scott and I were in Pine together.
Okay.
We were in Johnny Rocker and the High Rollers together.
Oh, yeah. I remember that band.
I think that's all that I...
That's your big ones?
Yeah, that's all I got.
7 years on Johnny Rocker. Yeah, it was quite a few years.
So now, Power Takeoff played Bratfest at the Align Energy Center in Madison last year, and you're back at Bratfest this year on May 23rd. Tell us about playing this, pretty big event in Madison.
Well, we always love it, and we're spoiled to be able to play it. This year, we are filming a music video for the song Revolution.
That really?
We did a little earlier, yeah.
At Bratfest while you're playing?
Yeah, at Bratfest, yeah.
Oh, so it'll be like a live performance video?
Yeah, yeah.
So the crazier the fans, the better, right?
Yeah, yeah. But the thing with Bratfest, though, is you go, oh, Friday night, 7 o'clock, that's a great slot. But if it rains, Sunday at noon is a good slot, I mean, it's all Mother Nature.
Well,
right?
Actually, my band Ironplow was set to play there last year, and we got rained out.
Yeah, a lot of people did. We were fortunate. Yeah. We were able to play and just so lucky that way. And we went to that event that Michael Alexander had at the Crystal Grand, the Bratfest, and the bands that didn't get to play.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that was
a fun
event.
Yeah, we played there, too.
Yeah, that was a fun thing. That was a fun thing.
So, yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah, yeah. I always enjoy the camaraderie and meeting. There's just so many musician friends you have, and they're all in the same place, really, on the same weekend, right? I mean,
and Bratfest, I think, are you guys opening for Ace Frehley?
I think we play the opposite stage. I think when we get done on the main stage, Ace Frehley plays the grand stage. So I think we're like the stage over, but we're not on the same stage as Ace Frehley.
I think that Bratfest is so great that they have these, really big national bands, but they have local bands too. There's plenty of local bands playing at Bratfest.
But you walk around. I mean, how many people do you see when you make that lap to go? Absolutely, Jimmy.
You
that's
see you everybody.
Nailed it. Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of good people.
Well, half my friends are the celebrity brat servers too.
Yeah, right. So you know everybody.
it's a lot of fun at Bratfest. Now, who in the band will eat the most brats?
Jacob, our bass player.
Yeah.
He sticks them in his pocket and takes them home.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know?
He doesn't, but I swear.
Do you know what the record? How many brats?
I think he did six one time. And
that's pretty
good.
He
ate my brats. I said, you can have my brats even. So.
They have a pretty good brat selection in the band, in the green room backstage.
Yeah, definitely.
Every kind of brat that I think that they make.
Yeah, yeah.
Even the non-meat ones.
Yep.
I got to fire up the grill here. I'm getting hungry now.
Sometimes the Nationals play and then they kick you out and you're like, oh, I don't have the brat buffet anymore.
Yeah. I need another brat.
Right, right.
The brat buffet. That's like, that should be a song right there, man.
It should be.
The brat buffet.
I don't know. That's kind of weird.
That might be a little weird.
We're not talking about the sausage party. We're talking about the brat buffet.
Oh, boy. We're going somewhere we don't need to go.
Yes.
Let's get back to live music in the lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Between You and Me. And it's an old song from your first record, and it peaked at number 39 in the mainstream rock charts. Tell us about this song.
This is a song that was kind of written. Ethan Hank had a girl at one point, and I remember them walking together, and I was like, oh, what a cute couple, and they look so happy. And it took me back to me and my wife, and it is our 28th wedding anniversary today, me and my wife. And but it took me back to those.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. But it took me back to so happy anniversary, babe. But it took me back to that young love and this between you and me. It's just kind of a song that just early stages of a relationship, you know, kind of nervous, but yet giddy and excited. So
Kool-Aid in a Dixie cup. Right?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of one of those, a spinoff. Yeah, kind of. So
Power Takeoff live in a layer here on Max Inc. Radio.
I never had my head straight. There's a spring in my step that's been gone for a very long time. Between you and me, no more messing around town. And you outshine the stars in the galaxy time after time. Before you and me, I never had no devotion. Now we wish and we dream and we hope for a much better life. Between you and me, I think we're gonna make it. It's like Jack and Diane or Bonnie and Clyde. So let's hop in the car and go for a ride. And this whole world gets crazier day by day. And there's one single truth, my heart always shines for. And maybe you know it's true, but my heart always shines for you. Before you and me, maybe I was jaded. And it takes me a bit to admit that this is alright. Between you and me, I'm really loving this trip. So like Jack and Diane or Bonnie and Clyde. So let's hop in the car and go for a ride. And this whole world gets crazier day by day. And there's one single truth, my heart always shines for you. And this whole world gets crazier day by day. And baby, you know it's true, my heart always shines. Always shines for my heart, always shines for my heart, always shines for you. And this whole world gets crazier day by day. And there's one single truth, my heart always shines for you. Babe, you know it's true. My heart always shines for you. My heart always shines for you. My heart always shines for you.
Yeah. Hey, you have some shows coming up at the Firehouse at the Crystal Grand Theater. It's a beautiful theater in Wisconsin Dells. When is this show, this big gig?
Next Friday, actually. We are playing with Firehouse. What would the date be on that?
I believe it would be the 25th.
The
25th? The 25th.
Okay.
All
sounds right.
Right.
Yes, come on out.
What's coming up in the future for Power Takeoff, and how can we keep up with you guys online?
Please check us out on Facebook, Power Takeoff Band, powertakeoffband.com. Spotify, check out our music, Apple Music, Stryker Records. Just check us out. Every road kind of leads to the same road, right? I mean, all the outside, but yeah, there's schedules and come out and see us anytime. Love to see you.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in the studio tonight to chat with us and perform live here in the Lair. The last song you have for us tonight is called Yard Bull Blues. Is this a song from the new record?
Yes, it is. This one we've recorded a couple times. This is one of the first songs that I ever wrote. And this song is, I don't know if you're familiar with Yard Bull Blues, but there is an old bull that roams around in the yard. And he gets a little bored with the female cows, and he's got the Yard Bull Blues. And this is referred to as the COVID years. Everybody had the Yard Bull Blues, right? So that's what this song is about.
Let's get into it right now. Power Takeoff, live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Till the sun goes down, chasing all the chicks in the barnyard pit. Never saddles up, never wants it that way. Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the Yard Bull Blues and they're hitting the town. They got the Yard Bull Blues. 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 Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the Yard Bull Blues and they're hitting the town, Lordy. The Yard Bull Blues, rather here to stay. Farmers, get your chicks, shake it out of the way. They're going out strong and they're having. Ringing at a party till the county line. Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the Yard Bull Blues and they're hitting the town. They got the Yard Bull Blues. 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 Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the Yard Bull Blues and they're hitting the town. Come on.
The Yard Bull Blues. We got the Yard Bull Blues. They got the Yard Bull Blues. We got the Yard Bull Blues. And ooh.
All right, hey, we'd like to thank Rocker and Jimmy for having us out here. Alice in the back, happy Easter to all ya. We hope you're having a good time. We know that we did. We hope to be back on your show sometime soon, Rocker. Thank you. Happy Easter! JL plays the bass, we got no saxophone. Summer days of Jimmy on a slide trombone. Jerry D. Lewis, a great bombs of fire. Mustang, Savage, see lots of tire. All of my friends, we'd like to gather around. We got the Yard Bull Blues and we're hitting the town. We got the Yard Bull Blues. 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 Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the Yard Bull Blues and they're hitting the town.
Hey!
Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the Yard Bull Blues and they're hitting the town.
Hey!
Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the Yard Bull Blues and they're hitting the town. Thank you. Thank you, Rocker. Thank you.
Absolutely outstanding.
We are Power Takeoff. Thank you.
Power Takeoff live in the Lair. Thank you, gentlemen. That was fantastic. A little rock and roll in the Lair. Hey, check it out. We got double dips of all the rocker jamboree bands coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Rob Roberts has After Hours. You're listening to Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a 420 celebration and a birthday bash at Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh, where the grass is always greener. Swing by 600 Ohio Street this Saturday and help them celebrate one whole year of keeping Oshkosh chill. Get in on free samples, free smells, edible pet treats, and killer deals. Locally owned, proudly grown, and staffed with the friendliest crew in town. This is the 420 spot you don't want to miss. Call 920-385-0686 or head to greenthumbalt.com.
Hey, Brewers fans. Dreaming of a home that hits it out of the park? Look no further than Signature Homes, premier home builder in the Oshkosh area. Our custom-built homes feature the latest designs tailored to fit your lifestyle. From luxurious kitchens to spacious living areas, every detail is crafted with care. Visit SignatureHomesAJ.com and explore the Ideas Gallery. Ready to step up to the plate? Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Let's make it happen.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Supreme Court acting on an emergency appeal from the ACLU involving new deportation efforts by the Trump administration.
The Trump administration's battle with the courts is rapidly escalating, with the Supreme Court again weighing in on their deportation plans, ruling on an emergency appeal from the ACLU, putting pause on the deportation of Venezuelan migrants held in Texas under the Alien Enemies Act. That's a centuries-old wartime law that provides little to no due process.
ABC's Selena Wang. The Florida State University community traumatized by a campus shooting Thursday while authorities in Tallahassee search for a motive. Court records from 2015 revealed the suspected shooter had been on medication for several health and medical issues, including growth hormone disorder and ADHD. Ukrainian President Zelensky calling out Russian President Putin over his declaration of an Easter truce. Zelensky says Ukrainian troops continue to be met with Russian attacks on the front lines. This is ABC News. As millions